please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrents fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special. السلام عليكم.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for this episode is Eid al-Qadir, Greatest Eid of Allah.
من كنت مولا فهذا علي مولا من كنت مولا فهذا علي مولا.
Today, Sunday, is the 17th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter Al-Ahzab, verse 33.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى وَأَقِمْنَ الصَّلَاةِ وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا.
And abide in your houses, and do not display yourselves as was the display of the former times of ignorance. And establish prayer, and give zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah intends only to remove from you the impurity of sin, O people of the Prophet's household, and to purify you with extensive purification.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The application of the Arabic word innama here, which is usually for restriction, is an evidence that this merit of purity is only for the family of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. The infallibles, for the sake of divine aids and their own pure deeds, are in a state that they do not go towards sins while they have power and authority to commit sin.
قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
The topic of this episode is Eid al-Qadir, Greatest Eid of Allah. The significance of Qadir event lies in determining the best rule and regulation for governing society. One issue is about Qadir itself. In some narrations, it has been said that Eid al-Qadir is the Eid of Allah, the Great, and that it enjoys a status which is higher than all other Eids. What is the reason for this? Well, in the Holy Quran, there are ayahs which can only be matched with the issue of Qadir, not with any other issue. There is a well-known ayah which says, "This day have those who reject faith given up all hope of your religion, yet fear them not, but fear me. This day have I perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion." You can find this ayah in the Holy Quran, chapter 5, verse 3. This ayah is at the beginning of Surah Al-Ma'idah, and it is not compatible with any issue other than the issue of Qadir in terms of weight, significance, and value. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to disseminate the news and message of Qadir Khum. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated it and said and announced the immediate imamate and the leadership of Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, he received another Quranic assertion and Quranic endorsement in this regard. And this Quranic endorsement reads in this way in the Holy Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Al-Yawm ya'isa al-lazina kafaru min deenakum fala takhshawhum wakhshawni. Al-Yawm akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. Today, those people who wanted to lead this religion astray got disappointed, and today I've got satisfied with your religion. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that his satisfaction with the Islamic religion rests on the nomination and assertion of the immediate imamate of Imam Amir al-Mu'minin. And the Holy Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates it in the Holy Quran, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, I've perfected my blessings upon you, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ, and now I'm satisfied with the Islamic religion as your religion. So we find that the culmination and perfection of the Islamic religion rests on belief in Imam Amir al-Mu'minin as the immediate successor to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Based on this indication, it must be asserted that certainly in the Islamic Muslim world and throughout the Islamic history, we find that those people who have come to deny the imamate of Imam Amir al-Mu'minin al-Salam have led many people astray. And this indicates that those people who expressed the annoyance at the successorship of Imam Amir al-Mu'minin al-Salam and indicated it that they never believed in this divine nomination. They haven't done anything. They haven't wronged Imam Amir al-Mu'minin al-Salam in the sense of misleading Imam Amir al-Mu'minin al-Salam. Rather, they have wronged the whole Muslim community.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This day, I have perfected for you your religion, and completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
الله مولاي وأنا مولى المؤمنين. ألا من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه. اللهم وال من والاه وعاد من عاداه. أيها الناس الحق دائما مع علي وعلي مع الحق.
On the continuation of today's special, we have a short part about the status of Eid al-Qadir, a very beneficial Eid. Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said, I swear by Allah that if people knew the true greatness of this day, Eid al-Qadir, the angels would shake hands with them 10 times every day, and Allah would grant a person who recognizes the greatest of this day what cannot be enumerated. Eid al-Qadir, a luminous Eid. Abu Abdullah Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq has said, the day of Qadir in comparison to the Eids of Al-Fitr, Al-Adha, and the day of Jum'ah is like the moon in the relation to the rest of the planets.
Alhamdulillah, alladhi, alhamdulillah. بالله الذي جعلنا من المتمسكين
بولايه
علي بن ابي طالب والأئمة المعصومين عليهم السلام.
Ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, now we'll listen to a short part about acts of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, that prove politics and ethics can be combined. Let's listen to this part. How would refute flattery? One of the characteristics of Imam Ali in the political behavior of the commander of the faithful was that he genuinely, not insincerely, asked the people to avoid flattering and sweet-talking him. He asked them to avoid behaving in an insincere manner towards him. In the middle of his sermon, the sermon of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, which was one of his most articulate and astonishing sermons, someone stood up and began to praise and compliment him. When this person finished praising, Imam Ali turned to him and advised, almost as much as this person spoke, avoid speaking to him. One of the sentences that he uttered in this sermon was, "Do not speak to me the way you speak to oppressive kings and rulers. Do not evade me as the people of passion are to be evaded. Do not meet me with flattery and do not think that I shall take it ill if a true thing is said to me."
Listen to the dua of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. It's truly amazing. The words that he uses, the meanings that he conveys. Allahumma aghnini bil iftiqari ilayk. He says, "Oh Allah, enrich me." How? By making me in need of you. Oh Allah, enrich me by impoverishing me to you. And do not make me poor by making me not needing you. Beautiful dua from the Imam. You want to be rich? Be only in need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connect yourself with the source of all richness in the world and you'll be the richest person. To be in need only to God, not to this materialistic life, to your wealth, to the gadgets that you own, to your car, to your house, to your bank account. Only truly feel in need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the true richness. In his letter to Malik al-Ashtar, he tells him, "Oh Malik, I want you to focus on a group of people." And he mentions them. There are four or five groups. Number one, religious minorities. If someone comes from another religion and they have no support system, "Oh Malik, I want you to give that person income from the Muslim treasury." You've all heard the famous story of the Imam walking and seeing that Christian man begging, and the Imam is asking his companions, "What is this?" They tell him, "Oh, this is just a Christian man begging. Who cares? No big deal." The Imam says, "I did not ask who is he. I said, what is this? In my government, someone begs, why is he begging?" They're like, "He's unemployed, he's jobless and he has no one to support him." The Imam says, "No, that's not how you treat him. Now that he's grown old and weak and he can't help himself, now you abandon him?" And he instructs them to give him a wage from the public funds. Religious minorities. Number two, the disabled people. You know, these days we're very proud of the services offered to people with disabilities. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, 14 centuries ago, he tells Malik al-Ashtar, "All those people who are disabled, They have a medical condition. They can't work. They're struggling. I want you to give them income from the public funds.
That was all from today's special. And for this episode, we spoke about Eid al-Qadir, greatest Eid of Allah. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi aman Allah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, and since we're on the threshold of the auspicious occasion of Eid al-Qadir, the day God finalized the issue of succession to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, here is some food for thought from his divinely appointed vicegerent, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Unfortunate is he who cannot gain a few sincere friends during his life. And more unfortunate is the one who has gained them and then lost them through his deeds.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about remembering Allah when entering the marketplace. As you know, remembrance of Allah is one of those pivotal and central virtues. And in fact, one might even say that it is the sole, Islamic virtue, the most central, one of the most central and most important of Islamic virtues. And it's so important that we have been asked to remember God continuously and in all situations. Nevertheless, there are certain situations in which the remembrance of Allah is very important and very imperative, and it's something that we should do and not forego at all. And it's been emphasized more than others. One of those places is the time when we enter the marketplace, right? When we enter the marketplace, this is one of those times where the probability of being deceived by Satan and the lower self, the carnal soul, are very great. So we should remember God even more in this situation. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, "Increase in the remembrance of Allah when you enter the market while people are busy." Right? When the marketplace is very busy and you enter the marketplace, regardless of whether you want to buy something from there, you have some work there, you're just passing through there, or no, you're a merchant and you're going to work, you know, and you work there. Regardless of who you are or what you do or the purpose for which you're entering the marketplace, you should remember Allah in this situation. And it's curious and interesting to mention that Imam Ali also mentions the reason for why we should remember Allah in this situation. He says, "For verily it will be an expiation of your sins and an increase in good deeds." Meaning your sins will be expiated and, you know, they will be eliminated, and your good deeds will increase. Then the Imam says, "And you will not be recorded down as being amongst the neglectful ones." Meaning the ghafilin, ghaflat or forgetfulness. This is contrary to remembrance of Allah, contrary to the zikr of Allah. Right? And it's one of those, conversely, just like the remembrance of Allah is one of those central Islamic virtues, ghaflat or forgetfulness or neglectfulness is one of those central vices. It's one of those vices. It's a vice that leads to other vices. When we forget Allah, right, we commit sins, we do other bad things, right? So it's a cause of, you know, other sins. Just like remembrance of Allah is the cause, and it leads to other good virtues and good attributes, right? And the marketplace is one of those places where Satan is very busy and Shaitan is very busy. It's very easy for a person to be deceived when he sees all of these, worldly goods in the marketplace and people buying them and money being exchanged and passed from hand to hand. It's very easy for a person to be deceived and deluded by Satan in this place, and this place where we need to remember Allah a great deal. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at remembering Allah when entering the marketplace. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio. Allahumma.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرج
Assalamu alaikum, this is Habibullah Fasihzada and welcome to the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you are well, inshallah, and healthy. So our brothers are here again with us. Hussein Musa, how are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah.
Okay, that's great. And Ali Nasir, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein Ruhullah, right?
Yes.
Okay, welcome again. So Fawad Haider, how about you?
Fine.
Okay, alhamdulillah, everyone is fine here. And that's a good news. Because we're going to have another Quranic session, fully energetic, everyone, yes? And inshallah, we're having it with all our energy, inshallah.
وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن
So, respected brothers and sisters, as you're listening to us today, you know that we are going to have another Quranic session. So, in our previous sessions, we finished the rule
Idgham
and also the rule Idhar, we finished. So Idhar and Idgham, we alhamdulillah finished. We covered everything about them. So they were important, yes?
Yes.
So our topic is the rules of
Iqlab.
Tanween and Nuni Sakina, totally, yes, in general.
Yes.
But so when it comes to details, we have four types of rules, okay? Idhar, we finished, which means what?
No rule.
To pronounce clearly.
To pronounce clearly the sound of?
Tanween
and Nuni Sakin. So when do we apply the rule Ilhar?
When throat letter comes.
When throat letters are there, yes?
Yes.
When Tanween or Nuni Sakin approaches what?
Before the...
Approaches the throat letters. Or it comes before the throat letters. So what were the throat letters?
There were six
letters were yes. there, okay?
Hamza, Ayn,
Ayn,
Ghain,
Ha, Ha, and Kha. Hamza, Ha, Ha, Kha, Ayn, Ghain. Ayn, Ghain, brothers. Ha, Kha, brothers. Hamza and?
Ha.
Ha. Okay? So these six letters.
Step brothers.
So whenever a tanween or nun sakin, doesn't matter that tanween is a tanween dhamma or a tanween fatha or a tanween kasra, that we name them as fathatain, tanween fatha, kasratain, tanween kasra, dhammatain, tanween
dhamma.
So we apply the rule idhar, which means we clearly
pronounce
the nun sound or the tanween sound. Min, hu. We do not hide the sound.
Yes.
We do not change the sound. We do not merge the sound to any other letter, okay? That's all about the rule Izhar. And the next rule we practiced and covered was the rule Idgham, which means?
Yes. Means to merge
the letters.
Great. So the four rules had these names. Izhar. Clearing, clearly yes. Pronouncing, yes?
Yes.
Oh, or sorry, doing nothing.
Yes.
Doing nothing, okay? And merging, changing,
hiding,
changing, merging, nothing.
Nothing.
Okay?
Yes.
Say it again.
Hiding, merging,
changing, nothing.
Nothing.
Okay? Do not say changing, nothing. That's clearly, okay? Good, good. Hiding, merging, and changing, nothing.
Yes.
Okay? So remember this sentence. Hiding is used for the rule ikhfa. Merging for the rule idgham. And?
Hiding for ikhfa.
Hiding, I said hiding. It's for ikhfa.
Merging for iqlab.
Ah, changing for iqlab. Merging for idgham. Changing for iqlab. And nothing for?
Idhar.
Okay, because in idhar you do nothing. Tanwin is tanwin.
You just read.
Yeah, just read. Just read. Okay, Hussein Musa?
Yes.
Just read.
Without doing anything.
Without doing anything, okay? So, alhamdulillah, we learned the rule idgham. So, whenever you merge, there was a very important point that whenever you merge the tanween or nun sakin to the next letter, okay? So, you merge it. Clearly, you have to read or produce the sound of the next letter, not the letter tanween or nun sakin. For example, man ya'mal, okay? So, man ya'mal nun sakin plus ya. Ya is from the yarmalun letters, yes?
Yes.
So, when you merge them, the nun
with ya
changes. The sound nun changes to ya because
yes.
The letter nun changes, merges to the letter ya, yes?
Yes.
So, how do you say it?
May.
May. Look, the letter ya becomes clear, okay? Understood? So, we can say that when we merge the letter nun or tanween to the yarmalun letters, okay? We clearly clear the next letter, okay?
Yes.
Did you get it? We make the next letter more clear. Okay? Man ya'mal, may ya'mal. Look, we make it more clear. So, idgham is this, merging one letter to another letter. It can happen either with the yarmalun letters, okay? To apply the rule idgham, the real idgham, okay? Or just a general idgham. How? For example, you merge two letters, identical letters. Dal with dal. Mad. Dal with
yes.
Dal. Merging, yes? You merge dal into dal.
Yes.
Become one dal. Okay? For example, you merge ta, ta with two dots to ta. Okay? Or for example, you merge sin to sod.
Yes.
Okay? You merge lam to lam. Okay? You merge, for example, qaf to kaf.
Yes.
Okay? They are called idgham mithlain, we say. Mm-hmm. Idgham mithlain means the idgham or the merging of two kind of identical letters. Okay? Dal to dal is, they are like the same. For example, ta to dal. Okay? Ta with dal. If we merge these two letters, okay? This is called idgham mithlain. Okay? Two identical letters. Why? Because dal has a close sound to the letter ta. Ta has a close sound to the letter ba. Qaf has a close sound to the letter
kaf.
Kaf. Okay? These are another types of idgham.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, Ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha
baatila. That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So, what we talk about here, okay, is the idgham with noon sakin or
tanween.
So, alhamdulillah, we finished. Just one more important point about the rule idgham, that we had two types of idgham. Do you remember?
General, yes. And
no, when we go to the idgham, the real one, I mean the idgham in tanween and noon sakin, we had two types. So idgham, yes, was applied when the tanween or noon sakin,
yes,
approaches or meets what letters?
Yarmalun.
Yarmalun letters. No.
Yes. Yamun, so, letters and lam and ra.
Yamun letters. MashaAllah. Let's recite a salawat for Hussein Ruhullah.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil. We can appreciate him as well. Good job. Okay, thank you so much. Good memory. So, usually, okay, the memories are kind of infected by some virus.
Viruses,
okay.
Yeah,
but alhamdulillah, the memory works well. So, yeah, with Yamun letters and Lam and Ra letters, okay? So, when it comes to Yamun letters, I mean Tanween or Nun Sakin plus Ya, Mim, Waw, or Nun, one of these, yes, letters. So, Idgham is applied, but which type of Idgham?
The complete idgham.
There was a nasal sound. What was the name of that nasal sound?
Ghunnah.
Ghunnah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Great, Fawad Haider. Okay, good. Ghunnah. Ghunnah was that nasal sound. Close your mouth. Still, you can produce a sound, okay? This sound. This is called ghunnah. Close your mouth and try to make a sound, okay, with your nose. That's it. Okay, that's called nasal sound or ghunnah. So, whenever tanween or noon sakin approaches one of these four letters, ya, mim, waw, and
noon.
Noon. So the rule idgham is applied, but with ghunnah, right?
Yes.
With that nasal sound. What does it mean? It means you stretch the sound a little. Okay, may. Do not just may ya'mal, may ya'mal. All right, this way. That's easy. But whenever the tanween or noon sakin approaches,
lam
and
ra.
So you just merge them together. Nothing else. No gunna sound, no stretching, nothing. Okay? Mir. No. Mir. No. This is not correct. You can't close your mouth and produce the sound lam. Can you close? You can't do it, yes? How about ra? Can you close your mouth and produce the ra sound? Close your mouth. No, you gotta close your mouth. It is not possible. But you can make, you can produce the meme sound, noon sound, wow, yes, sound. It is possible a little, okay? No. So when it comes to lam and ra, okay, did not produce that nasal sound and did not stretch the sound, okay? Mir rabbihim. If someone says mir rabbihim, he's like stretching the sound, doing the ghunnah. Mir rabbihim, that's wrong. Mil, okay? That's as well wrong. So, alhamdulillah, that was about ghunnah, okay? And idgham. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much. Inshallah, we will be back. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور و
وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا وبشكرك مادحا وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققا وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. وَلَيْتَ الشِّعْرِ يَا سَيِّدِي وَإِلَهِي وَمَوْلَيْ Would that I knew, my master, my Allah and my protector, أَتُسَلِّطُ النَّارَ عَلَى وُجُوهٍ خَرَّتْ لِعَظَمَتِكَ سَاجِدَةٍ Will you give fire dominion over the faces fallen down, prostrating before your greatness? وَعَلَىٰ أَلْسُنٍ نَطَقَتْ بِتَوْحِيدِكَ صَادِقَةً Or the tongues voicing sincerely the profession of your oneness? وَبِشُكْرِكَ مَادِحَةً And giving thanks to you in praise? وَعَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ اعْتَرَفَتْ بِإِلَهِيَّتِكَ مُحَقِّقَةً Or the hearts acknowledging your divinity through verification? وَعَلَى ضَمَائِرَ حَوَتْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ بِكَ حَتَّى صَارَتْ خَاشِعَةً Or the minds encompassing knowledge of you till they have become humble. وَعَلَى جَوَارِحَ سَعَتْ إِلَىٰ أَوْطَانِ تَعَبُّدِكَ طَائِعَةً Or the limbs speeding to the places of your worship in obedience. وَأَشَارَتْ بِاسْتِغْفَارِكَ مُذْعِنَةً And entreating your forgiveness and submission. مَا هَكَلْ ظَنُّبِكْ No, such opinion is not held of you. وَلَا أُخْبِرْنَا بِفَضْلِكَ عَنْكْ يَا كَرِيمُ يَا رَبْ Nor has such been reported thanks to your bounty concerning you, O Allah, the generous. We have concluded earlier on, and we have mentioned, that the most comprehensive type of worship is considered prayer. And the one who is performing prayer is showing his utmost humility to the Lord. He is confessing to his oneness and he is appreciating him. The organs of the body of the one who is performing the prayer, they are all attached to his will, and they are eagerly worshipping their beloved. And this is what in return also brings love of Allah to the hearts of the friends of Allah. And this love of Allah, as we said, is the dynamic force behind their every action and whatever they do in their lives.
I wish I had known, O my Master, my God and my Lord, will you inflict fire upon faces which have submissively bowed in your prostration to your greatness, or upon the tongues which have sincerely confirmed your unity and have always expressed gratitude to you, or upon hearts which have acknowledged your divinity with conviction, or upon the minds which accumulated so much knowledge of you until they became submissive to you, or upon the limbs which strove to the places appointed for your worship, to adore you willingly and seek your forgiveness submissively. Such harshness is not expected from you, as it is far from your grace. O generous one, O Lord, you are aware of my weakness to bear even a minor affliction of this world and its consequence and adversity, although such afflictions are momentary, short-lived and transient.
Thank you, Allah, let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So it is love that incentivizes the awliyaullah to dissociate themselves from all other than the Almighty Allah. Love also is never dissociated from action. These awliyaullah, the ones who have fulfilled their responsibility to religion, the ones who love Almighty Allah truly, the sign of these people who have fallen in love is action. They have activity. They have endeavor. They try to do their best. And this is really interesting that, as our traditions suggest, love compensates the inability of a deed. Love mediates for the performer of that deed, as love is an effective intercessor before Allah, the Exalted. This could be why Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, says, أَتُسَلِّطُ النَّارَ عَلَى وُجُوهٍ خَرَّتْ لِعَظَمَتِكَ سَاجِدَةً. Will you give fire dominion over the faces fallen down, prostrating before your lordship, before your greatness? Our tongues have voiced sincerely the profession of your oneness. مَا هَكَذَا ظَنُّ بِكَ. No such opinion is held of you, O Lord. We have loved you. This love is intercessor. In his lofty supplication at dawn, famously known as the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, "My recognition, O my master, is that which guides me to you, and my love is my intercessor to you. I trust my evidence since you have guided me to it, and I am comfortable with my intercessor since you will accept it." In fact, the best of these evidences and intercessors are recognition and love. I assume we have sufficiently discussed the concept of recognition while we were discussing the previous parts and excerpts of Kumail's application. According to recognition and love, which is translated into ma'rifa and hub in Arabic language, the one whose evidence to Allah is ma'rifa shall never be misguided. And he whose intercessor with Allah is hub shall never fail to reach the divine presence. Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam says, O Allah, you are indeed aware that though my obedience to you has not been persistent in practice, but it has endured in love and determination. These words and such words as this part of the Kumail supplication, وَعَلَى ضَمَائِرَ حَوَتْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ بِكَ حَتَّى صَارَتْ خَاشِعَ. The hearts have acknowledged your divinity through verification. Our minds have encompassing knowledge of you until they have become humble. These parts are subtle indications to the fact that one's obedience to Allah may at times fall short of the desired standard, but that in which the lovers never entertain doubt is their certainty in that they do love Allah, and because of this love, Allah will not chastise them. But on the other hand, they try to do their best. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through half my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Welcome to Arab English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode, and you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic Belief, where you could get the answers to all your questions. Well, today we have Dr. Karimi, scholar of religious studies, who will help us with the answers. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Dr. Karimi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
Oh.